about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to the 88th Annual Glasgow Basketball Tournament. We've got boys and girls high school basketball on tap for you tonight on Superstation Kress and CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas alongside Scott Lunty here from Glasgow High School Gym as we get set for our first matchup of the evening. We've got a quadruple header here on Superstation Kress tonight. Marceline and New Franklin going toe-to-toe here in semifinal action of the 2018 Glasgow Tournament. And with that, we welcome you courtside here inside of Glasgow High School Gym. Cam Thomas and Scott Lunty with you. And Scott, a very, very interesting matchup that we have between these two teams to start us off tonight in what will be a long night of very good basketball here in Glasgow.
Yeah, these two teams are coming off the wins in the quarterfinal. And for New Franklin, kind of getting that monkey off the back. And we'll hear from Morgan Venner in just a second on in reference to that. But it's something that even though they have the depth is kind of a big thing with them, they have a lot of grit. And that's something that was going to really test this Marceline team that has they won a district champ or they got to a district championship just 1 year ago, and they got a lot of returning pieces. They're going to be a tough out for this New Franklin team.
14-14 last year was Marceline, and of course did get that loss to Cairo in the district championship. Well, they're looking for some good things here tonight against New Franklin, and New Franklin looking to continue their streak of good fortune here lately. So after this short break, you will hear from Jordan Beck and Morgan Vetter, head coaches of Marceline and New Franklin, after this short message from your local sponsors.
For so many years, our friends and neighbors have depended on Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, Bach Yeager Funeral Home in Columbia, and Markland Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin to be at their side throughout the journey when they're dealing with the loss of a loved one. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, offering the most professional and compassionate service with affordable options that suit your family's needs and your loved one's wishes. Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, Bach Yeager Funeral Home in Columbia, and Markland Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin. Visit them online at bachyeager.com.
The clear goal of a cattleman is to see weight gain at minimal cost, especially at weaning time. Ricketts Farm Service can help you achieve that goal with Purina AccuRation Starter. Backed by Purina Research, AccuRation Starter is a complete weaning ration that produces super gains at a low cost per head per day. See Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your Purina AccuRation Starter today.
Be the folks at the checkerboard. Ricketts, remember Ricketts for everything for your farm.
All right, we're here with Coach Beck of the Marceline Tigers as they get set for day two of the Glasgow Tournament. Coach, what have you liked early from your team this season? What have they shown you just early in the year getting a couple of key wins?
We brought a freshman up, and she's had a big game on Tuesday. She's fits right in with the girls, you know, trying to push the tempos, and that's exactly what we did to Slater on Tuesday night to get the win.
Well, you've got a couple of seniors on your roster, but then you talked about some of the youth. How has that dynamic played out so far this season? Do you feel like the team's gelling well so far?
Oh, yeah. I think this year, I mean, already we're better well-rounded, I guess, as a team with some bigger post players. Becca Googe, a senior, stepping up in a starting position this year. She got some playing time last year late in the districts and showed us some good energy out there. So she stepped up in the starting spot this year. And, you know, I got four seniors. They all get some good playing time. I have, Ramsey Bruner, the freshman, that's getting quite a bit of playing time. She's a post player, actually a forward. She can handle the ball. She can shoot the ball. She can drive in the lane. We're excited to have her, and she's fitting in well with us this year.
I know the tournament's a little bit off track with the snow that we've had in the area this week. Does that help you at all as far as preparations concerned, get an extra day of practice or anything?
Not really. I mean, with that snow day, we weren't able to practice on Monday, so we went about 5 days without practice, but we came in Tuesday, you know, ready to roll and put up 64 points. So if we can do that again tonight, I think we'll get the win.
You get set for New Franklin tonight. What do you expect from your team, and what are you looking for New Franklin to bring out for you?
I know they got a couple, you know, key players on their team. They got Brashears. She's our high scorer, and we're going to just look to shut her down, keep her under 10 points, and just play good defense and keep pushing the tempo like we did on Tuesday night.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Good luck tonight.
Are you tired of waiting on your internet to load? Airlink Wireless of Salisbury is a locally owned and operated high-speed internet service provider. Airlink serves Sheridan, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties, offering you service with no contracts to sign, no phone lines needed, and provide unlimited downloading, no data caps, which means no lag time, and you're always connected. Check out Airlink's new pricing online at airlinkrb.com today. Airlink Wireless at airlinkrb.com.
Old Dom Monument of Marceline is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving the Marceline and surrounding area. When it's time to order a monument, stop by Old Dom Monument and let Amy E. Wigman show you their wide selection of monuments and memorials. Perhaps you need a special memorial, a marker, or a vase. Old Dom Monument can design a memorial for any occasion. Old Dom Monument is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or after hours and on Saturdays by appointment. Old Dom Monument, a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers and Lady Tigers.
A Billy Goat from Failing Small Engine in Salisbury can help cut your fall yard and landscaping projects down to size. Yes, you heard right. I said Billy Goats. We also have several special offers on steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and lots more. Stop in today and see how Failing Small Engine can help with your fall yard and landscaping projects.
And yes, they really do rent Billy Goats. Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
We're here with Morgan Vetter, head coach of New Franklin, as they get set to play in the semifinal of the Glasgow tournament. Coach, first question I want to ask you, you know, how big was it getting that first victory of the year, kind of getting that monkey off your back?
It felt good. Kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier. We really needed that to break the ice for that group down there. So we're really looking forward to this game. Win or lose, you know, we're in a third place game or a championship game, and we're proud to be there.
If you're on the winning side of that, what would it mean to get to a Glasgow tournament championship?
That would mean a lot, especially for the small group that we have and the young players we have on that end. I think it would mean just a lot of ego for the rest of the season and that boost that we need.
You just mentioned the small group. Obviously, you don't have, you know, just the bodies on the bench. How has that been worked through so far this season?
It's a little different. Obviously, practices are ran a little bit different, but I think it creates a closer team bond than we've had maybe in years prior. So that is one benefit that we see from it. But we definitely get a lot of one-on-one time with them. And hopefully individually as the season goes, they'll grow and mature from that.
As you get set to take on Marceline, they run a really fast-paced offense, love to stretch the floor. What are you going to try to do, and how did you try to prepare to combat that tonight?
You know, we're just going to try to do what we do best and kind of go from there. We know what they're capable of, but we also know what we can do. So we don't want to try to do anything that we're not capable of, but rather just play our game.
All right, Coach, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Right now at Moberly Napa, check out the biggest holiday sale ever. Single folding aluminum ramp for $59.99. 26-piece screwdriver set with stand for $17.99. Battery charger and maintainer for $39.99. $8.99 for a box of 100 nitrile gloves or mechanics wear gloves for $17.99 a pair. Porter Cable oil-free pancake compressor for $129.99. Biggest holiday sale ever for your car, truck, or van. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
Welcome back to Glasgow, Missouri. Glasgow High School, the site for the 2018 Glasgow Tournament. And we are just getting ready and getting set for semifinal matchup tonight between Marceline and New Franklin. And we have got the starting lineups ready for you. We'll get those to you right before we get to tip. First, for the visiting team, the New Franklin Bulldogs, starting at guard, number 11, Kristen Flick. Starting at forward, number 13, Madeline Cheney. Starting at guard, number 23, Abby Maupin. Starting at forward, number 25, Lauren Evans. And rounding out the lineup for Morgan Vetter and company, number 33, Shelby Brashears. For Marceline, it'll go the senior, Bailey Jobson, at the guard position. The junior, number 14, Kenzie Stahl, at the guard position. The senior, number 15, Jalea Bixenman, at the forward position. And the senior number 22, Macy Edgard, at the forward position, rounding out the lineup for Jordan Beck and company, has been the newcomer to this team as far as being a leader, and that is Becca Goge, number 34. Jordan Beck in her third season at the helm of Marcellini. We are just ready for tip-off. It'll be Goge and Brashears, and Marcellini will take the tip, moving from right to left in the radio dial in all white uniforms with the black reddening. Here's a three from the corner from Jobson. Count it. 3-0. Marcellini leads to start the semifinal matchup between the Tigers and the Bulldogs.
It's going to be important for the New Franklin Bulldogs to get off to such a quick start, especially on the offensive side, because Marcellini is notorious for finding ways to get points in bunches, Cam. I think that's going to be very important for New Franklin, especially early in this half.
And the ball's poked away. Two girls on the ground near side, and it'll be a jump ball called. Madeline Chaney and Bailey Jobson on the ground there. New Franklin will have the possession inbound near side towards the Marcellini bench. 7:25 left to go. Marcellini up 3-0, out to an early lead. Here's Maupin at the top of the key being guarded by Jobson. Now hands off top left side to Chaney. Chaney will pull it out and set up the offense for New Franklin. Trying to get positioning on the inside is Brashear. She gets the inbound, and it gets poked away by Marcellini. They will take numbers the other way, moving from right to left. It's Jobson. Passes far side to Edgar for three. Off the mark, but a foul's called, a push underneath. We'll see who the officials put that one on. Looked like they were in the vicinity of Madeline Chaney. And that's who will go on. Her first, team's first as well, been inbound far side for the Lady Tigers. Jobson inbound top side to Stahl. Stahl back to Jobson, who shoots a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down by the Bulldogs, and they will try to push the other way. Here's Chaney pushing it across the timeline for New Franklin as they set up their offense.
You like the patience so far here from New Franklin being selective on the shot.
Here's a pump fake outside the key. Driving left side is Chaney. Ball's poked away, and Tigers trying to get it back, but looks like there'll be another jump ball. But nonetheless, Marcellini will get the possession arrow as New Franklin took the first jump ball. 6:32 left to go in the first quarter. 3-0. Lady Tigers lead the Bulldogs. Stahl gets a screen at the top of the key from Bixenman. Now goes far side to Edgar. Top of the key back to Stahl with 6:15 to go in the first. Stahl inside the three-point line. Now goes cross-court pass to Edgar, who drives baseline. Spins at the left side block. Can't get it to go. New Franklin gets a rebound. Here's a jumper from Bixenman off the front iron. And a foul's called underneath on the rebound attempt.
It's a good leak out there by Jaylee Bixenman just on the bottom there. Kind of faked the move to the bucket cam and then kind of just slowly leaked down, and she was left open, and the off-the-ball foul will go to Marcellini.
Good play on offense, bad one on defense as Bixenman picks up the foul. Now at the six-minute mark in the first quarter. Nothing's gone down since the first three of the game inside of the 7:30 mark from Marcellini. Here's an entry pass down low to Brashear. She turns, tries to put up a bucket, but it gets poked out of bounds. Looks like New Franklin will keep possession underneath the basket. It'll be Maupin to inbound for the Bulldogs. And the outlet goes to the other side of the court. Let's see who grabs possession. It'll be Marcellini, left side block. It's Bixenman who puts one up for two off the mark. Rebound trying to be corralled by the Tigers, but the Bulldogs will keep possession. And Scott Early, as we got a chance to talk to Morgan Vetter, she said, we want to force Marcellini to play our game, you know, and we don't want to get outside of what we do. And so far, it's worked, kind of keeping Marcellini off the pace that they're used to playing with.
I was going to say this New Franklin team kind of plays a slow defense, kind of methodical kind of way to open up your shots, and we've seen a little bit of that as a turnover for New Franklin. Marcellini goes the other way. It allows the defense to kind of to get set and just push forward and get an opportunity to get a couple buckets out of it. I like the way New Franklin's come out defensively.
On the other end, New Franklin loses the basketball. It was Kristen Flick with the ball. She got called for the foul, so Marcellini will have an inbound near side. A three from the corner from Edgar off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Lauren Evans. Evans will push it across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Now goes far side to Chaney. Chaney hands off to Maupin at the top of the key. Chaney in the corner to Flick. Flick trying to get that entry pass down low to Brashears. That's their bread and butter, the Bulldogs offense. Driving inside the lane is Maupin, and a foul is called at the top of the key before she reaches the right side block. That foul will go on number 22, Macy Edgar, her first, team second of the half. 4:56 mark of the first quarter. New Franklin has the inbound underneath. It goes to Brashears. She brings it outside the top of the key. Chaney will work the offense for the Bulldogs. They go far side to Evans, working from right to left. Evans with a left-handed hook from the right side block. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bailey Jobson, and a foul will be called on the reach-in from Kristen Flick. That's her first team's, or actually her second team's third of the half. Kristen Flick's got two here in the early going.
That's a good post up there by Shelby Brashears on the previous play, which opened up the lane there for Maupin, and she took it to the bucket and ended up drawing a foul.
Marceline scoreless since the early going here, trying to get another bucket, up 3-0. Here's a far side three from Jobson. Count it.
That's just good ball movement from the top of the key there, Cam. You just get the New Franklin defense kind of just to box in, and then Jobson is becoming a better shooter for this Marceline team over her past couple of years, and she's going to be very important offensively for the Lady Tigers this season.
New Franklin trying to get it inside, gets poked away, but Brashears keeps the possession. She gets fouled on the putback attempt, and she'll go to the line for two. Foul will be called to number 34, Becca Gooch, her first, team's second of the half. First attempt from Brashears is off the mark. 6-0, 4:05 mark of the first quarter. Marceline leads New Franklin, and Bailey Jobson has all six for the Lady Tigers so far. Back-to-back threes as Brashears banks in the second free throw. New Franklin now trailing 6-1 at the 4-minute mark of the first quarter. Here's New Franklin trying to push their offense quickly on the other side. Jump stop inside the lane. Now kick out to Edward, who tries to drive left side lane. And a foul is called. It'll be the third on Kristen Flick. And if you're New Franklin, you can't get in foul trouble because you don't have much on the bench, Scott.
Yeah, you have to think she's going to come out and right on cue. She's checking out of the game with that foul trouble. That's the last thing you want if you're New Franklin in regards to just how many people you have on your bench with only being seven. Here's a steal coming off the left side. Can't afford it.
Abby Maupin with the steal, and she goes coast to coast to put the bucket in for two. New Franklin now trailing 6-3. Top of the key, it's Jobson for the Tigers. Tries to drive on the right side block, and a foul is called before she kicks it out. Looks like the foul will be called on number 33, Shelby Brashears. That's her first, team's fourth of the half. Checking in, the first substitution of the half for Marceline is number 3, Renee Sinclair. Senior has seen a lot of action for the Lady Tigers in her tenure with the squad. Here's Jobson feeding far side to Edgar. Edgar with a cross-court pass to Stahl. Stahl for the jumper inside the three-point arc. No good. Rebound brought down by Brashears. She's going coast-to-coast. Puts the jumper up off the mark. Actually was inside the lane trying to put up a layup off the glass, but nonetheless, New Franklin will keep possession after the shot was missed by Brashears.
I like how New Franklin is making Marceline make the pretty pass. And if you're Marceline, you don't want to get in that kind of game. You want to be a little more simple on those passes, be a little more decisive, and then find a good shot. Don't force it. Otherwise, New Franklin will use that quick transition and get the buckets that way.
New Franklin on the inside. Poked away. It's blocked by Macy Edgar. But New Franklin puts up a three. It's off the mark. Lauren Edwards with the shot attempt. As a foul is called at half court as Marceline was trying to drive the other way. Actually, an over and back called on Renee Sinclair. The 2:54 mark of the first quarter, 6-3, your score here from the Glasgow tournament. Semifinal action between New Franklin and Marceline. Here's New Franklin moving from right to left in their all-blue uniforms. Entry pass trying to get it to Brashears, but it's poked away by Bailey Jobson, her second turnover of the night. Jobson will now man the offense for New Franklin, feeding left side to Stahl. Stahl back to Jobson. Jobson at the free throw line. And Now she gets the feedback for three. Count it. She's got three triples on the night. And New Franklin now trails Marceline 9-3 as we get close to the two-minute mark of this contest.
Jobson is really like that, just right outside the arc, just about at the at about the 5 o'clock mark on a clock if you're kind of looking at it from the overhead. And she's gone 3-for-3 from that very same position. That's obviously been one of her strengths that from her sophomore junior season.
There's a jumper from New Franklin. Madeline Cheney with the 16-footer inside the lane. Can't get it to go. And a foul's called underneath on number 20, Campbell Cooper. She just entered this game for Kristen Flick, who's in foul trouble. So Marceline will have possession. Here are the Tigers on offense, and a jumper from Jayla Bixman is good. She gets it to rattle home, and they now extend their lead to 8, 11-3 with 1:40 to go in the first. New Franklin's trying to find something offensively. They had it done defensively, only limiting the Lady Tigers to 9 points in the first 5 minutes of action. And here's a foul call underneath. It'll go on New Franklin. It's an offensive foul, so Lady Tigers will take back possession. 11-3 at the 120 mark. Here's another three from Macy Edgar. Rattles out. Rebound brought down by Shelby Brashears. And as Brashears was trying to break the defense, she pushed Bailey Jobson down, so Brashears gets called for her second foul of the night. And it'll be an inbound underneath the basket for the Lady Tigers. So,
A little surprised we haven't seen much of an interior presence on either side in this game. These teams both have some bigs in this game that can definitely dominate down in the paint, and it's been nothing but outside so far.
Ramsey Brunner, one of those inside presence, she checks in, and she tries to grab the rebound over Campbell Cooper and gets called for the foul. We talked to Jordan Beck in the pregame, head coach of the Marceline Tigers, and she really did talk about Ramsey Brunner, the freshman that's kind of come onto the scene for them and really contributed in a lot of ways, especially on the interior.
Yeah, I think that'll be a very important part. That's kind of the next step this Marceline team you'd like to see, because they have a lot of great perimeter shooters, and they have guys or gals that could put up the good 10 to 15 foot shots, but you want to see a little bit more on the inside this year, and I think Brunner might have the ingredients to do that.
50 seconds left in the first quarter. 11-3, Marceline leads New Franklin. New Franklin will pull out the basketball and get the offense set to Abby Maupin. Now Madeline Cheney with the far side, trying to get an entry pass on the other side of the lane to Kristen Flick. Gets it there, but it's poked away by Hobson. Hobson trying to push the offense, push the tempo right now for the Lady Tigers. Top of the key, it's Stahl. Stahl feeds back to Hobson. Pump fake outside the lane. Two-step inside the lane. Tries to put up a layup on the right side, and it doesn't go. Ball's kicked out of bounds by New Franklin, so Lady Tigers will have possession. Left side block underneath the basket with 24.8 remaining in the first. Hobson with the inbound for the Lady Tigers. Inbounds to Egger, who drives inside the lane, puts up the floater, doesn't hit rim, but it's saved by Sinclair. It looks like it'll be out of bounds before she was able to save it, so New Franklin will have what is likely to be the last possession of the first quarter.
You like that attack by Jobson to go towards the bucket. It kind of caught the New Franklin defense chasing.
And here's a steal from Bailey Jobson on the press from the Tigers. Doesn't go. They get it back. Edgar puts it back up, and it rattles home. 13-3. Marceline now leads. Soft press brings a turnover for the Tigers, and soft press allows for New Franklin to go on the breakaway, but they get another turnover, does Marceline. Ball is poked out of the hands of Campbell Cooper's hands, so Marceline will take back possession with 2.6 remaining in this quarter. 13-3. Lady Tigers lead the Dogs. Inbound goes to Stahl, and she will heave one away. 13-3, Lady Tigers lead the Bulldogs here in the Glasgow Tournament semifinal. We will be back with more from the 88th Annual Glasgow Tournament.
Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater is a full-service co-op offering seed, fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical, as well as providing custom application, soil testing, and crop input recommendations. Their facility has a state-of-the-art elevator with a 3.3 million bushel holding capacity. In addition, they carry an array of livestock feed and health products. They also have a 24-hour fuel service and fuel and propane delivery service staff to help their customers. They look forward to continuing and expanding their commitment to providing quality products and service to their members.
The Board of Education, Administration, faculty, and staff of the Slater Schools know today's young people have a lot on their minds. Between managing school, family, and friends, it can be difficult for anyone. Slater students have their priorities set and manage their time very well. Keep up the good work, Slater students. The Board of Education, Administration, faculty, and staff of the Slater Schools are proud of their student-athletes and encourage all students, families, and the community to show their Wildcat pride.
Welcome back to the 2018 Glasgow Tournament, 13-3. Marceline leads New Franklin as we get set for second quarter action. It was a slow start for the Lady Tigers, and New Franklin really playing some pretty good defense, forcing some turnovers in the early going, but it's been all Marceline here late in the first quarter. But New Franklin will have the first possession of the second quarter. It's Shelby Brashears at the left side key. Now feeds topside to Madeline Cheney, who will bring back out the basketball to set up the offense. Here are the Lady Tigers jumping the lane, going the other way with it. It's Hobson with the feed inside, tries to put it off the glass. No good. Rebound brought down by Stahl. Jobson puts it, or rather Broner puts it back up, and it's off the mark, so New Franklin will have new life.
Yeah, those are buckets you want to see finish if you're Marceline, especially when you got that inside position.
Madeline Cheney looking for an inside pass, gets it inside now to Maupin, who gets it off the mark. Not a lot of success on the interior so far for New Franklin. Going the other way to Lady Tigers, and travels called near side. Kenzie Stahl tried the pump fake, but the left foot moved. And she was called for the traveling violation. 7:09 to go in the second quarter, 13-3. Marceline leading New Franklin. New Franklin without a bucket since their first bucket of this game. Back at the 3-minute mark of the first quarter. Here's a pass outside to Cheney for three off the back iron. Rebound corralled, though, by the New Franklin Bulldogs. It's Shelby Brashears on the interior again. And she's been the one bright light so far in this matchup for New Franklin. They can feed the ball inside of the post. She creates some mismatches with her size. Here's Flick feeding to Cheney, near side corner, being guarded by Hobson. Hobson with really tight defense gets called for the foul. I believe that'll be Hobson's second of the evening, and it is. She's got 9 of the 13 points for Marceline so far tonight, and it's been three straight triples for the junior. Inside presence from New Franklin trying to be used again. Shelby Brashears goes up inside the lane with a left-handed hook, but she's fouled on the interior. It's Ramsey Brunner with her second foul of the night.
One thing I've loved about Shelby Brashears' game over the past three or so years as she makes the first of her two free throws is just the way she attacks to the bucket. She has, like, this ruthless aggression cam where if there's, like, a will, there's a way with her mindset, and it's a very valuable trait, especially in girls' basketball, if you can have that.
She missed the second, and New Franklin was trying to push, or rather, the Lady Tigers trying to push across the court. Ball is knocked out of bounds by a Bulldog. So Marceline will have possession at the 6:20 mark, 13-4. Their lead now broken down to 9. Here's a jumper left side key from Edgar. Count it. Goes through the nets with ease, 15-4. Lady Tigers now lead the New Franklin Bulldogs. And New Franklin can't find something consistently offensively. It's just going to be the Lady Tigers coming back with the short-range jumpers that they've been successful in shooting here early.
You want to see a little more movement from New Franklin as Brashears goes and gets the power drive on the right baseline to go. But they're just not moving enough is the big thing, not just on the offensive side but the defensive side, and it's making life easy for Marceline as the travel's called.
Another travel on Kenzie Stahl. That's her second. Officials really watching those feet when players picking up their dribbles. That's the third travel call we've seen so far tonight. At the 5:43 mark of the second quarter, 15-6, Lady Tigers lead the Bulldogs. Bulldogs may have a chance to cut it to 7 if they can get a bucket here. So there's Madeline Cheney here, far side, being guarded by Bixman. And it's poked away at the top of the key by Stahl as she was trying to get the feedback to Maupin was Flick. And New Franklin will have the basketball far side.
right at the timeline. Inbound goes to Chaney, trying to get across the defender. Crossover, now has a lane left side, puts it off the glass and in for two.
It's just a quick ball movement there by New Franklin. Open up lane on the left side, a guy to the bucket, well done.
Chaney with some aggression. Size doesn't necessarily matter in basketball. Sometimes if you've got the will to get it done, you can get it done. Here's New Franklin bringing it across the timeline as the shot missed for Marceline. 15-8, now the Bulldogs trail. Here's a drive inside the lane. Very off-kilter shot from Abby Cussman. Goes off the backboard, doesn't even hit rim. Here's Marceline the other way. Edgar with the shot, and she's fouled inside the three-point line, I believe. It'll be a 1-1 as they're now in the bonus. But New Franklin definitely staying with their game plan as far as being aggressive. I don't know if it's necessarily worked with the size advantage that Marceline has had on the interior so far tonight, but they're not necessarily using that part of their game in the early going, has Marceline.
Marceline struggled offensively a little bit as well. It's only a 7-point game, and you have to think that they're going to eventually find some points as it's another missed bucket by New Franklin. They're doing everything right in regards to ball movement. They're just having a hard time finishing.
And again, it's Marceline not finishing. Ramsey Brunner with the runner inside the lane. Can't get that to go. It goes out of bounds. Doesn't hit rim. So New Franklin will inbound far side as Marceline comes out in a 2-3 press. Hard press now brought back to a little bit as a softer press as New Franklin evades the timeline. 4:10 to go in this second quarter of action. Here's a drive right side lane from Grace Shears. Count the bucket, and she'll go to the line and try to complete the three-point play. What a play. What a drive right side, seeing the opening there and just going ahead and taking it. That's experience, but that's also tenacity, having the will to go inside the lane and finish the bucket when your team
is. And that is, as I mentioned, that is Brashear's strength. She is great at finding a way to get to the bucket, and she's good at getting to the line and finding ways. If she can get the and one, it makes it a 4-point game.
So Bree Shears has six now. 15-11. Marceline's lead has been cut. Offense been stagnant lately. Let's see if they can get something on this possession at the 4-minute mark of the second quarter. Here's Macy Edgar with it left side. Now feeds inside the lane to Bixman, who puts one up, can't get it to go. Rebound on the other side by Hobson. She puts it up, goes off the back iron, and rebound brought down by Bryce Shears.
A little bit of a softer touch there if you're Bailey Jobson. Once again, had a positioning and right under the bucket. Just have to almost flick it over.
Can New Franklin cut this to a one-possession game? Pass inside the lane. It's poked away by New Franklin. Fight for possession. And it'll be a jump ball at the right side block. Possession goes to the Lady Tigers, but
I like the play design there. The only problem is you have Maupin surrounded by three Marceline bigs, and Maupin can't be more than about 5'3", 5'4", as Jobson tries to hit her fourth three of the half. It won't go. It'll roll out of bounds and down the stairs, but you don't want to get yourself in a position of that because poor Abby Maupin has got nowhere to go in that situation. He'll end up in a turnover 9 times out of 10.
But you like the pressure that New Franklin is putting on Marceline, at least making them and forcing them to make tough decisions and tough shots so far.
It's keeping them honest on their shots as well.
So New Franklin looking for a bucket here at the 3-minute mark of the half. 15-11. They've cut the Tiger lead down to 4 here in the last couple of minutes. Lead was as much as 13-3. And as a couple players get tangled up at the half-court line, it's Shelby Brashears and Bailey Jobson fighting for a basketball. That's just two players going at it. Tough call, and then, you know, let the officials make the decision there.
Yeah, never want to see the legs get tangled up in that kind of situation, especially in Brashears' case, just coming off the torn ACL from last year.
Hobson pokes the entry pass away, and she'll be checked in for by Renee Sinclair. She gets a couple of claps from the fans here at the Glasgow tournament. 2:49 to go, inbound far side towards the bleachers. New Franklin will have the possession. Here's a pump fake the top of the key from Brace Shears. Now feeds left side for Cooper, who gets the three to go down. 15-14. New Franklin has cut this lead to one, the smallest deficit that they have had all night. 2:36 to go in this second half of action. We will step aside here on the 2018 Glasgow Tournament. Actually, we will keep it right here and encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Hubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Fuel Motor Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly, Glasgow School District, Monique Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow, the Westrand Athletic Boosters, the Westrand R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, D&L Trenching, all of Huntsville, and Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, Failing Small Engine, both of Salisbury. At the 2:36 mark of this ball game, 15-14, Marceline leads New Franklin. And Scott, it's been a little bit of a back and forth affair here recently. Started off as Marceline kind of getting off to a slow start, only led 3-0, but then they extended that lead to 13-3, got that second basket to get it to 15. It was 15-6, and then New Franklin started to use their interior presence a little bit better, started to feed the ball a little bit more to Shelby Brashears. She's got 6 points now, and now we're at the point where we are now, 15-14. They only trail by one, and it looks like things are getting better for New Franklin.
Yeah, they've just been playing some good defense, and finally some buckets are starting to fall. It's kind of a tale of two halves, actually. Marceline definitely won the first Marceline won the first quarter with the way they were scoring. New Franklin struggling offensively. Now it's just yin-yang here in second.
So here's Marceline getting poked away by New Franklin as they try to push the basketball ahead, but it's stolen away by the Lady Tigers. Jayla Bixman getting in on the mix there at the two-minute mark to get her team back possession. An errant pass gets knocked out of bounds. It goes off the hand of a Bulldog, then goes off the hand of Macy Edgar and goes out of bounds. So New Franklin will take back possession. There's been some spots of some sloppiness in this game for both teams, but I think, like you said earlier, it keeps both teams honest, as a five-second violation will be called for New Franklin. So the Lady Tigers will now take back possession. It seems like we've had some of these 30-second stretches where possession's kind of gone back and forth and team poking it away on both sides. Like you said, it's kind of
a little bit of a chess match in some aspects, but it's got to be a cleaner chess match.
Here's Bexman with another jumper inside the lane. Can't get it to go, and on the rebound attempt, there's another jump ball called inside the lane. It was Macy Edgar and Lauren Evans trying to fight for the rebound on the interior. So near side basket, left side of the court. Lady Tigers will have the inbound at the 153 mark. Inbound goes to Stallage. It's almost poked away. Now feeds back to the interior to Bixman, who puts one up off the mark. Rebound brought down by the Tigers. And another layup put up. They can't get that to go. So New Franklin will finally get a defensive rebound and be able to bring it across the floor and try to take the lead for the first time tonight. Here's a three. Right side corner from Campbell rattles out. Almost went. But Marceline will take down the rebound. They have numbers going the other way. Pull-up jumper from Edgar. She banks it in. 17-14. Marceline back out to a three-point lead.
Marceline's trying to speed up the game a little bit as they display the press and see if they can force New Franklin into a turnover. New Franklin not having much of it.
Important next minute to see who takes the momentum into half. Can Marceline extend their lead, or New Franklin cut it down and take a lead of their own? We are now under a minute of the first half of Marceline and New Franklin. 17-14, Lady Tigers lead the Bulldogs. Top of the key, it's Brashear. She feeds left side to Evans. Evans trying to feed back to Brashear's right side block. Takes one dribble, puts it off the glass. Doesn't go. Stahl comes down with the rebound to take it the other way for Marceline. And she's moving fast and in a hurry. Now feeds outside to Edgar. Edgar trying to go around a couple defenders, puts it off the glass, doesn't go, and New Franklin has the ball going the other way. Jump stop from Madeline Cheney, puts it off the glass, count the bucket, actually doesn't go, but she'll go to the line for two.
Nevertheless, it'll be two important free throws to make this potentially a one-point game. She were to make it both, and not just that, but New Franklin also gets the ball to start the second half, barring some sort of jump ball.
And first rebound, or first free throw rather, rattles out.
And just to put on that, it just That could be big in a game like this. Even though it's a low-scoring affair, your possessions matter at this time.
Second one falls home. It's her third point of the night for Madeline Chaney. Could be the last possession of the first half. 17-15, Marceline leading with 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Right side block to Brunner. Now feeds back outside to Edgar with 10 left on the clock. They got to get something moving quickly. Stahl feeds it far side to Edgar, who drives inside the lane, puts it off the glass. New Franklin with the rebound, and the clock will fall to zero. A good first half of action here to start the 2018 Glasgow Tournament on this last Friday of November. 17-15, Marceline leads New Franklin. We will step aside here for a short break on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. This is the 2018 Glasgow Tournament.
MFA Agri-Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
D&L Trenching of Huntsville has proudly served the area for over 30 years. Danny and the guys will analyze every project and determine the most efficient method for the job. No need to worry. They have all the equipment to complete the work you need, whether it's backhoeing or bulldozing services for your lagoons, ponds, septic systems, water and sewer lines, even your driveways, yards, and more. They are now offering septic tank pumping services. Call the professionals at 660-651-6925 for quality work at a fair price. D&L Trenching of Huntsville, they dig what you're saying.
Well, it's halftime here at the 2018 Glasgow Tournament here in Glasgow, Missouri, as Marceline and New Franklin girls have finished the first half of action. 17-15, Marceline leads New Franklin. We'll give you the top scores of the first half. Bailey Jobson, 3-for-3 from beyond the arc with 9 points. Macy Edgar with 6 points, leading scores for the Marceline Tigers, and 7 points for Shelby Brashears of New Franklin, Campbell Cooper adding 3 points, and Madeline Chaney adding three as well. Well, we talked about it in the first half, Scott. It was a slow start for Marceline. New Franklin kind of playing some really chippy defense, but then Marceline seemed to come on a little bit towards the end of the second quarter, got some really good play out of Bailey Jobson, and then New Franklin seemed to kind of get some new life. They started feeding the interior a little bit more, gave the ball at the top of the block and the lower blocks to Shelby Brashears. She's able to make some things happen, and now you see a deficit of only two when at one point it was at 11.
Yeah, in order for New Franklin to be in this game, Brashears definitely needs to get her points. And she has 7-15, and it's still a one-possession game. Far from over if you're New Franklin. You're going to get the ball here to start out the second half. And not only that, but I think it's encouraging to see that New Franklin, albeit their other scorers have only managed to collect one bucket, they're getting offensive balance. And that's definitely an encouraging sign you'd love to see if you're Morgan Vetter and the New Franklin Bulldogs, because you don't want Marceline to keen in on one specific person. And in this instance, which I'm sure they're going over right now, is keening in on Brashears. You'll want to see some other people from New Franklin try and contribute some buckets if they want to make it. Meanwhile, on the Marceline side, you got to make some buckets. There are a lot. You can't rely on the three with Bailey Japson the entire duration of this game. And then also the inside presence of Macy Edgar. You need to get a little more offense. 17 is a little bit of a low number. And for a Marceline team that was in a district championship just in a couple months ago when back in the end. So that I think that's something you want to see if you're Marceline. It wasn't their best half, and I'm sure they're going to make the adjustments. And credit New Franklin's defense as well. They played a very good defensive first half in holding Marceline to 17, forcing them to make some passes. And there's been a couple tough shots that Marceline didn't necessarily have to make, but New Franklin made them make it.
You talk about Marceline needed to make some shots in the second half, but do you think the tactic from Jordan Beck and company after this halftime period could be, first, let's make it easier on ourselves, let's use the matchup advantages that we have better on the interior that allows us to get easier buckets? Because right now you're seeing them take a lot of mid-range jumpers and settle for a three rather than work for the easy two.
You almost want to see some more passing. The success we've been seeing so far from the Marceline Tigers when they've been getting their buckets is when they get the New Franklin 3-2 zone moving, or 2-3 zone moving a lot. And when they haven't been moving the ball or they're trying to feed it inside, New Franklin's just standing around, and that's not going to get it done if you're a Marceline. So like to see a little bit more ball movement, but at the same time, be patient. Don't rush your shot.
Marceline obviously came out with that little bit of a tight press, but then it kind of softens up after you get past that half court line. It worked for him in the first half. You think they come back out with it in the second half? And if so, what does New Franklin need to do to try to evade that press a little bit better? Because sometimes they had some issues inbounding.
Well, I think you want to have a couple more come back, because I feel like there's probably maybe one or two that were supporting that sort of press, and you just want to be a little more decisive. I think if you can bring one more person and force Marceline to defend someone, it'll have another outlet to get across the timeline and get some set up.
Well, we are almost ready for the second half of action. It should be a good one here from the 2018 Glasgow tournament. And Regional Radio wants to encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Exchange Bank of Missouri, with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater, Marceline, our five-school district of Marceline. Milkman's Main Street Pub of Fayette, Howard Electric serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Cheriton County, Marklin Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, and Bach Yeager Funeral Chapel in Columbia, Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo, Airlink Wireless of Salisbury covering Cheriton, Howard, Saline, and Carroll Counties, Olden Monument LLC at Marceline, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, Slater School District of Slater, MFA Agri Services of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keesesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Stein Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirchville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Jennings Premium Meat of New Franklin. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. Stay tuned for the second half of Marceline and New Franklin. But first, a message from your local sponsors.
The shot is up, swoosh, nothing but net. You want to eat somewhere who supports the Fayette Falcons as much as you do? Stop by Micknin's Main Street Pub of Fayette and see what Laramie and the crew has cooking up for you. The bar is open later with select menu items. And don't forget to book Micknin's for your holiday and Christmas parties. Check out and like Micknin's Main Street Pub's Facebook page to get updates on specials after home games, as well as their weekend dinner specials. Go Falcons and Lady Falcons!
Coming up on Co-op Powerhouse.
Now check out these caulked windows and air ducts in the basement.
See you.
Hi.
Yeah. Finally, the hallway. This is where the magic happens. Programmable thermostat knows when to raise the temp.
Or when to drop it.
That's how our electric co-op helped turn our home
into a powerhouse.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back to the 2018 Glasgow Tournament here at Glasgow High School. Marceline and New Franklin going toe-to-toe here in semifinal action of the 88th annual Glasgow tournament. 17-15, Marceline leads New Franklin as we get set for second half action. And Marceline looking to try to find something offensively besides a three. It kept them in this game but didn't allow them to really extend the lead that they had. Here's New Franklin moving from right to left on your radio dial, and they're all blues. As Abby Maupin has it far side, tries to drive on the right side of the lane, but is stuffed. Tries to feed it to the left side to Madeline Chaney, and it goes out of bounds. First turnover of the half for New Franklin. Marceline really did force a lot of turnovers in the first half, kind of forced New Franklin to have to play a game that they didn't really want to play, and that was compete from the outside, as they really want to use their matchup that they have on the interior. Here's Marceline moving from left to right. Far side corner, it's Edgar. She's double-teamed by a couple of Bulldogs. Now brings it out to the top of the key for Stahl. Stahl looking to set up the offense. Feeds left side to Jobson. Jobson getting around the screen. Now feeds top side to Edgar. Edgar thought about a three. Now feeds to Jobson. She pump fakes a three. Now jump pass right side of the lane to Stahl, who's fouled on her entry by Kristen Flick. That's Flick's third, I believe. Rather fourth. So she'll have to exit this game early in the first half. Campbell Cooper checking in. She had a clutch three in the second half to get New Franklin within one. So here's Marceline with the inbound underneath the basket. Inbound goes left side block to Bixman. Bixman now feeds in the corner to Hobson for a two. Count the bucket. Marceline now leading 19-15 with 7 minutes to go in the third. Put a heat check on Bailey Hobson. She's got 11 as New Franklin has another errant pass go out of bounds. And Marceline will have the possession with an inbound far side. 19-15 in the early going of the second half. Marceline has extended their lead to four. 19-15 the score. Hobson with an errant pass on the interior. It's stolen away by Maupin. New Franklin having numbers going the other way from right to left, but now Maupin will pull it outside the lane to set up the offense. She feeds right side block with an entry pass to Bray Shears, who feeds inside the lane to Evans. Count the bucket and the foul. Foul will go on number 22, Macy Edgar. That's Edgar's second. She's got 6 points on the night. As Evans will try to complete the three-point play. Can't. Points off the back iron. As Marceline has it the other way. Renee Sinclair feeding topside. Gets poked away by Bray Shears. She's really been important for New Franklin tonight. As she tries to go coast to coast. Puts it off the glass and it rattles home. Shelby Bray Shears with 7 points in this contest, and she's really kept New Franklin in this ball game. 19-19 the score. Here's Hobson driving inside the lane, tries to put it up with the right hand, but it squeaks on out. Doesn't fall through the cylinder for New Frank, or rather for Marceline. The 5:54 mark in the third quarter. Score knotted up at 19. Here's New Franklin left side. Maupin with the rip on the left side of the lane. Gets her own rebound after it was deflected and gets the two to go. 21-19. New Franklin with their first lead of this contest. Does Marceline have an answer? Hobson with a three. Yes! Bailey Jobson with her fourth three of the night. She's got 14, and she gives the Lady Tigers back the lead, 22-21, here with 5:10 to go in the third. This has really been the complexion of this game. Ups and downs and ups and downs. Neither team has really held on to the true dominance of this contest so far, especially here lately. Here's a give and go to Bray Shears inside the lane. Now a corner three from Cooper, and she gets it to go. That's Cooper's second three of the night, 24-21. New Franklin leads as they get a poke away. Madeline Chaney trying to go coast to coast, but she'll make the smart decision and pull it outside the lane. Now feeds left side block to Cooper, who puts one up off the mark. Foul from behind as Renee Sinclair came down with the rebound, and she was bumped from behind by Abby Maupin. That's Maupin's first, team's second of the half. As a freshman, Ramsey Brunner will check back in for Jordan Beck and the Marceline Tigers. And Ramsey Brunner was one that Jordan Beck really talked about in our pregame interview with her. She said, you know, the freshman has really come along this season and helped us out in multiple ways. Quiet from the freshman tonight. She has no points and two fouls. Here's a feed to her at the top of the key. And she's fouled on the right-handed layup attempt. Foul will go on number 33, Shelby Brashears. That's Brashears' third. If she gets into foul trouble, New Franklin could be in big trouble. She's got 9 points, leading scorer for the Bulldogs tonight, and really has been the engine that's let this one go on offense and defense. Here's the first free throw attempt from Ramsey Brunner. It clanks off the back iron. Doesn't hit. So the most she can do now is put her team within one. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. She bends at the waist and fires the second free throw. Nails it home. 24-23. New Franklin still holding on to a one-point lead. Here's Madeline Chaney evading the press from Marceline. Now feeds topside to Cooper. Cooper looking for something offensively, but New Franklin continuing to be stagnant on the offensive end. Not a lot of movement from this offense. Here's a drive inside the lane from Maupin. Can't get the layup to go, but she gets the contact and the foul to go to the line. That's a block call to number 3, Renee Sinclair. That's her first, team's second of the half. Cooper with her first attempt from the line. Can't get it to go. Rather, Maupin at the line. Here's a second. Sinks it home. Lady Bulldogs now out to a 2-point lead. 25-23, 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Renee Sinclair trying to get some positioning on the interior, being guarded by Brashears as the ball is fluttered outside the 3-point line. Now feeds left side block. Now back to the right side block to Edgar, who's trying to drive inside the lane. It's picked up by Sinclair, who puts it off the glass for two. Ball game tied, 25-25. New Franklin and Marceline. Here's New Franklin trying to push it the other way quickly. Left-handed scoop, good from Madeline Chaney. Chaney's got 5 now. She's added a very important 5 to New Franklin, who's just poked it away. Here's Evans trying to push it the other way for the Bulldogs, and she slows this offense up wisely as she gets it almost poked away, but Chaney's there to mop up the mess. 3 minutes to go in the third, 27-25. Bulldogs lead the Tigers. Here's a little motion offense for New Franklin. Pump fake outside the key. Drive left side block for Evans. No good. Rebound brought down by Ramsey Brunner. She'll feed off to Macy Edgar, who will push across the timeline for the Tigers. Hobson calling for the ball on the other side of the key. Doesn't get it. Entry pass goes inside to Brunner, who travels and gives way for the basketball to go back into the possession of the New Franklin Bulldogs. So timeout called on the floor. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 27-25. New Franklin leading the Lady Tigers. O Regional Radio would like to encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Dubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Fimmer Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly, Glasgow School District, Monic Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow, the Westran Athletic Boosters, the Westran R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, D&L Trenching, all of Huntsville, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, and Failing Small Engine, both of Salisbury. 27-25, New Franklin leading Marceline. Shelby Brashears has 9 now for New Franklin. Add 6 from Campbell Cooper. 14 for Bailey Jobson of Marceline. She's a leading scorer. Everyone else, no other Tiger with more than 2 points at the moment. Here's a drive, left side block from Brace Shears. Can't get it to hit rim. Rebound comes down to Brunner. She'll take it coast to coast the other way. Goes off the glass, right side. Good. Ties this ball game up at 27. She's got her first bucket of the night as she only completed half of the free throw attempt she had at the last time at the line, so she's now got three. As we reach the two-minute mark of the third, 27-27, Marceline and New Franklin tied. Ball's on the ground near side, jump ball called, and a Marceline Tiger tried to jump the gun and take the basketball away from Abby Mountpin of New Franklin. But a jump ball's called as both girls got caught up in the tussle. Tigers will take the basketball the other way, but quickly it's poked away by New Franklin, saved by Macy Edgar on the other end from New Franklin. But Lady Tigers take back possession. Here's a three left side from Stahl off the mark. A fight for the rebound between Brace Shears and Edgar underneath the basket. Edgar still on a knee, and she gets it away to New Franklin. New Franklin going the other way. It's Evans. She's got a wide open lane, stopped at the right side block. Now falls to the ground and gets called for a travel. New Franklin had the basket wide open. Lauren Evans picks up her dribble at the right side block and couldn't find her footing. And a wasted possession for New Franklin as Marceline will have the basketball with 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's the feed to Stahl. Top of the key goes right side for Bixman, who puts up a jumper off the mark. Rebound brought down by Brunner. Brunner going back up with a jumper. Gets it to go. That's her second bucket of the quarter, 29-27. She gives the Lady Tigers back the lead. Soft press from Marceline. As New Franklin will dribble it out inside the one-minute mark of the third quarter, trailing by two. Here's Lauren Evans with the far side. Cross-court pass to Cheney. Now in the corner to Cooper for three. Goes off the top of the backboard and stays in play. Marceline takes back possession. Kenzie Stahl, right side three. Decides against it. Feeds to Bixman and feeds top key Jobson. Jobson trying to roll inside the lane, and she gets called for a charge. Pushes Madeline Cheney hard to the ground. She will pick up the foul, so New Franklin will have the possession with what could be the last possession of the third with 20 seconds to go. They trail by two, trying to get this one back tied up are the Bulldogs. Here's a pump fake at the top of the key from Brace Shears. Now feeds outside to Evans. Evans feeds to Cheney. Tries for a step back now with 8 seconds left on the clock. Now down to five. Cooper's got to get something going. Feeds top key to Cheney. Cheney with the floater inside the lane off the mark. Marceline comes down with the rebound as the time expires on the clock. 29-27. Marceline has gained back control, but a slim lead here in Glasgow, Missouri. It's the 2018 Glasgow tournament. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action between Marceline and New Franklin after these messages from your local sponsors.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Back with more basketball from the 2018 Glasgow tournament. It's New Franklin with possession here to start the fourth quarter, going from right to left, and they're all blue jerseys with white lettering. It's almost poked away. Now ball goes back inside the key to Shelby Brashear. She puts it up, count the basket four. Number 33 heading to the line for the second time tonight. At her point total in the double digits. It's at 11, could make it 12, as she ties this ball game up with a nice easy layup on the right side of the lane. 7:35 to go in this fourth quarter of action. And oh, what would it mean for New Franklin to try to eke out this victory? And they eke out that rebound as Abby Maupin steps out of bounds after she grabs a rebound. So big break right there for the Lady Tigers of Marceline. They get back possession after New Franklin could have got a 2-for-1. But now 7:30 to go. Here's Marceline inside the lane. A running jumper from Jayla Bixeman goes. Finally rattles home as Marceline leads 31-29. Marceline in their all-white uniforms, black lettering and gold piping. Abby Maupin with it at the top of the key, under 7 minutes to go at 31-29. Marceline leading New Franklin. Top of the key now for Cooper. Cooper gets it poked away by Brunner. Brunner's got a lane all to herself, and she gets the layup to go on the left side of the lane. 33-29, Marceline leading New Franklin by four. Largest lead of the second half for New Franklin. Chaney trying to drive inside the lane. She's got an open lane, puts it off the glass with her left hand, can't get it to rattle home. And that's Chaney's offhand, so couldn't get it to go with the stronger hand, had to go with the weaker hand, and New Franklin tries to poke this one away. They can't. Marceline keeps possession. Far side is Bixman, feeds top of the key for Stahl, who puts up a jumper. Can't go. And the ball will go out of bounds. New Franklin will take back possession at the 6:15 mark of the fourth. Checking in for New Franklin now is Lauren Evans. She'll check in for Abby Maupin. Although New Franklin has had a very, very short bench here in the duration of this ball game, they've done a good job of keeping up with the pace of Marceline. You can even argue to say that New Franklin has set the pace tonight. Here's an entry pass down low to Brace Shears, who gets another bucket to go. She's got a team high 13. It cuts the lead back down to 2, 33-31 inside of 6 minutes. Here's Jobson with the three, top of the key, doesn't hit rim. Maupin pulls down the rebound for New Franklin, and they will try to push the other way. You haven't seen a lot of fast break buckets. That's what the Lady Tigers love to get. They've been settling for a lot of jumpers tonight. New Franklin with a jumper left side. Chaney can't get it to go. And Tigers will push it the other way. They've got room. Jobson can't get the pass to fall into her hands. Renee Sinclair with the errant pass, trying to push it across the court for the Tigers. It went just over the head of Bailey Jobson. So New Franklin will get back possession with 5:26 to go in this fourth. Just trading back possessions have both teams been in the last couple of minutes, and you wonder what team will settle down and take advantage of the lost possessions of the other. Maupin trying to drive inside the lane. She gets denied. New Franklin's got some room to work with on the other end. Here's an entry pass, right side block. Now go outside for Jobson for the tray. Off the mark, and it's attempted to be rebounded by Sinclair, but it goes off the hands of Shelby Brashears of New Franklin. So Marceline will have possession underneath the basket. Jobson will have the inbound. Jobson's got 14 on the night. She leads all scorers on the court. 33-31, trying to feed it inside off the inbound of Brunner, and it gets poked away. Foul will be called on number 11, Kristen Flick. That's her fifth. And she will foul out of this game. Had a lot of foul trouble, did Flick, early in the first half. She had three in the first half, kind of toyed around with three at the beginning of the third and got called for that fourth early in the half. So inbound goes to Hobson, now feeds back far side to Edgar. Edgar tries a three, doesn't go. Rebound corralled by Stahl. She puts it back up, doesn't go. Hobson gets a rebound and puts that one up for two. Or rather, they give that credit to Ramsey Brunner. She has nine in the second half. Didn't register a point in the first. And freshman really coming along here late for Marceline. Jordan Beck talked really highly of her. Didn't see the production in the first half. You see it in the second as a block from Edgar denies New Franklin of putting up a bucket. It was Abby Maupin on the right side of the lane. But officials will say she got nicked a little too hard. She'll go to the line and shoot for two at the 4:20 mark of the first, 35-31. Marceline leading New Franklin. Here's the first attempt at the line from Maupin. It rattles out, almost cashed that one in, but just rolled off the front iron. Here's the second. Floats it home. 35-31, or rather 35-32 after the made free throw attempt. Jobson finding Brunner streaking inside the lane for two, and the Lady Tigers extend their lead back out to five, 37-32. 4 minute mark of the half. She's now in double figures as Ramsey Brunner now with 11. New Franklin trying to answer back offensively. Here's a jumper inside the 3-point mark for Lauren Evans, and it goes. One possession game now between the Lady Tigers and the Lady Bulldogs. The timeout's called on the floor, 37-34. Marceline leading New Franklin. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Trying to rush to the bank after work before they close? Don't sweat it. Tri-County Trust in Glasgow strives to provide the best banking experience that fits your overall needs. With life comes busy schedules. Tri-County Trust offers online and mobile banking. It's like having your banker with you at home, on the road, or on your phone 24/7. Just what you need to make your busy life a little easier. Call or visit tricountytrust.com today. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the 2018 Glasgow Tournament on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. 37-34, Marceline leading New Franklin at the 3:37 mark of the fourth quarter. Entry pass goes to Ramsey Brunner of Marceline, and she travels. She's tried to pivot at the right side block. So New Franklin could have an opportunity to tie this ball game up with a three of their own. 3:25 now to go. Lawrence Evans has it far side outside the three-point line. Feeds the top of the key to Maupin. Maupin trying to drive inside the lane. Two steps. Can't get a shot up. It's deflected. Ramsey Brunner has it going the other way. Feeds to the right side block to Stahl, who puts it off the glass for two. 39-34. Lady Tigers have gotten back out to a five-point lead at the three-minute mark. Madeline Cheney looking for a play call. She looks over to the sideline of Morgan Vetter to get said call. Now sets up the offense at the top of the key for the Bulldogs. Does Maupin. Maupin feeding left side to Cheney. Cheney now far side to Maupin for three. Off the back iron, but Evans pulls down the rebound. And a timeout is called by the Bulldogs, as Evans still had possession underneath the basket. 2:40 mark of the fourth. New Franklin trying to find something offensively as they trail 39-34. We'll keep it right here on 104.7 Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Regional Radio would like to encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Exchange Bank of Missouri, with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ray Carroll, County Grain Growers of Slater, Marceline R5 School District of Marceline, Milkman's Main Street Pub of Fayette, Howard Electric serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Sheraton County, Markland Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, and Bach Yeager Funeral Chapel in Columbia, Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shobina, and Cairo. 39-34, 2:40 left to go. Inbound underneath the basket for New Franklin. It'll be Abby Maupin with the inbound for the Bulldogs. She inbounds near side corner for Lauren Evans, who will bring it out to the top of the key to set up this offense for New Franklin. Two possession game, down by five of the Bulldogs at the 2:30 mark of the fourth. Here's a far side feed to Maupin, trying to get positioning on the interior is Brace Shears. Going inside the lane is Maupin. Can't get the bucket to go. Puts back her own putback attempt, and she's fouled on the putback by Kenzie Stahl. New Franklin trying to cut this back down to a one-possession game. Here's the first free throw attempt from Maupin. It's off the mark. Maupin's been in the free throw strike three times tonight. She's 1-for-5 so far on the evening. Here's a second. Gets it to go. Still a two-possession game for New Franklin as Lady Tigers will try to push the intensity the other way. Here's a two-step inside the lane from Jobson. Doesn't go. And a rebound will be corralled by Cheney, who takes it quickly the other way. Tries to feed inside to Bray Shears, but it's poked away. Looks like it last went off of her hands. So Marceline will take back possession. Looked like that one got poked away by a Tiger, but officials say Bulldogs touched it last. 2:08 to go with Marceline having possession. Screen at the top of the key for Stahl. Now she feeds topside to Brunner. Brunner back to Stahl. Stahl to Brunner. Jumper in front of the free throw line. Count it. She's got 13 on the night. Second leading score for Marceline as Jobson leads with 14. 41-35. Leads now out to 6. And New Franklin's got to get something cooking offensively if they want to stay in contention in this ball game. Here's a drive inside the lane from Lauren Evans. Left-handed layup is good. Timeout called on the floor. New Franklin will take a full timeout, and we will as well. 41-37, 1:31 left in this one. This is Mid-Mo High School basketball on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Welcome back to Glasgow. 41-37. Lady Tigers leading the New Franklin Bulldogs by 4 as New Franklin comes out in a full court press. Entry pass goes to Ramsey Brunner, who will evade the press, being guarded by Shelby Brashear. She brings it across the timeline with 1:30 left to go, and a timeout is called by the Lady Tigers. Ramsey Brunner was being trapped right near the Lady Tiger bench, so it'll be a full timeout on the floor. 41-37 the score, 1:23 left to go, and it's been an interesting game. New Franklin stayed with the pace of Marceline throughout the duration of the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, it's been for the most part Marceline who has taken back the authority of this ball game. 14 points so far tonight for Bailey Jobson, who really hasn't been that involved in the second half. It's been the second half play of the freshman Ramsey Brunner. She's had 13 second half points. It has really fueled this Lady Tiger run, and they really haven't given up the lead after taking it back at about the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. And now it is New Franklin who plays from behind, trying to get this within one possession with 1:23 left to go in this contest. So it'll be an inbound near side towards the Lady Tiger bench. They will have possession. Inbound goes to Kenzie Stahl. She's being guarded closely by Abby Maupin. Here's far side for Edgar. Edgar now feeds to the top of the key to Stahl. Stahl trying to get a screen at the top, and it's poked away by New Franklin. It's Abby Maupin going the other way. Puts it off the glass, rattles home. New Franklin now within two, 41-39. Marceline would love a bucket to give themselves some cushion right here. Far side wing, it's Bixman. Bixman feeds to the top of the key to Edgar. Edgar being worked on by Cheney. She's been real tenacious on the defensive end tonight and gets a little too frisky at the top of the key on Jobson. Gets her hand in there a little bit too much and gets called for the reach. So that's her second of the night, team's fifth of the half. Almost gets a five-second call, does Jobson, and she's fouled. She got the inbound in to Edgar. Edgar fed back to Jobson, and Jobson was fouled at the right side of the key from Campbell Cooper. One more foul to give for Marceline as they're at six. Jobson trying to drive on the right side of the lane. She's fouled by Lauren Evans. She will have to go to the line to shoot two. She makes one. New Franklin's still got life. She hits two. New Franklin's going to have to hit two buckets within the next couple of minutes to stay within this ball game. But you never know what can happen. There's less than 40 seconds left on the clock. One and one rattles out. Lauren Evans brings down the rebound for New Franklin. They're looking to tie, maybe even take the lead. But it's poked away by New Franklin. Rather, Marceline. It's Kenzie Stahl who pokes it away at the half-court line, but she's the last one to touch it before it goes out of bounds. So New Franklin will take back possession with 32 seconds remaining. Inbound goes to Shelby Bruce Shears. She'll bring it across the timeline for the Bulldogs, moving from right to left on your radio dial. Now down to 25 seconds. Top of the key, it's Maupin. Maupin being worked on left side by Edgar. Ball's on the ground, and a jump ball. Actually, timeout is called by New Franklin before a jump ball is called. It was Shelby Bruce Shears and Macy Edgar right inside the top of the circle. Full timeout called, 18.9 seconds remaining. We will keep it right here as Marceline leads by 241-39. Regional Radio always encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Airlink Wireless of Salisbury covering Sheraton, Howard, Saline, and Carroll Counties. Olden Monument LLC of Marceline. Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. Slayton School District of Slater. MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keesiesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Steinstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Jennings Premium Meats of New Franklin. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And after the conclusion of this game, we will present to you the outstanding player of the game by Farmer Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. Check out Jeff Freeman for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We will highlight that outstanding player of the game after this one. And got some good candidates for it so far. Say Shelby Brashears for New Franklin leading the charge, and maybe the second half play of Ramsey Brunner for Lady Tigers. She's got 13, 14 for Bailey Jobson, the senior or junior guard for Marceline. So New Franklin will have a possession underneath the basket. Right side block, 18.9 seconds to go. They need a bucket, down two. 41-39, Marceline leads. New Franklin gets the inbound far side key to Evans. Evans now feeds at the top of the key to Maupin, who's got to set up the offense for this final play. Feeds far side for Brace Shears. Now 10 seconds to go on the clock. And it's poked away by Marceline. Kenzie Stahl, could this be the end? And it is. She puts up the bucket, and time will expire. A timeout is actually called right before time expires. Ball dropped through the bottom of the net, and timeout was called with 0.3 seconds remaining. And that should do it for this contest. 43-39. Marceline leads New Franklin with that go-ahead bucket from Kenzie Stahl. She only had two points in the game up until that point, but that last bucket looks to seal the deal and will be a bid to the championship game for the Marceline Tigers and Jordan Beck in her third year with the program, third year as a head coach of the program. And it was definitely an interesting game. New Franklin really just wanted to come out here and compete. Morgan Vetter talked to her team about getting that first victory, getting the monkey off their back, and whether it was the third-place game or the championship game, she was happy that her team was in contention this evening. So this will just about do it. New Franklin will roll the ball across the timeline, pick it up, heave a three-pointer that will be off the mark. And that will do it for us for the first contest tonight of the 2018 Glasgow Tournament. This final Friday in November, final day in November, as Marceline will take down New Franklin 43-39. Well, we will nominate our player of the game before we get to the next contest here from the 2018 Glasgow Tournament. I would have to say the second half play of Ramsey Brunner and her 13 points and four boards to lead Marceline in the second half. The freshman was the talk of the town before the game from Jordan Beck and staff, and she is our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, visit Jeff Freeman for auto, home, and life. And, of course, that player is Ramsey Brunner of Marceline. So final score, Marceline defeats New Franklin 41-37. We'll be back with more here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Plenty of more basketball coming your way on the airwaves tonight.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter